Hi, welcome to the 5-Minute Shift. I'm Mom Coach Stephanie Rosenfield, bringing you another quick tip for you to feel better in your momming today. On today's episode of the 5-Minute Shift, I'm going to talk to you about the neuroscience behind your kids' meltdowns and tantrums. A few weeks ago, my client Ava came to our coaching call feeling really frustrated with her kindergartner, Ellie. Ellie had been refusing to go to dance every Sunday, and not just refusing, but having full-blown meltdowns. Ava told me how frustrated she was with Ellie and how ridiculous these meltdowns were. Ellie loved dance, but getting out the door had become a nightmare, and Ava was feeling more and more frustrated week after week. Ava had spent a lot of money on dance. She wanted to teach her daughter to stick with her commitments. And she tried everything. She tried reasoning with her, but it only made Ellie's meltdowns worse. Eventually, she tried threatening and bribing because she just wanted to get her out the door. But nothing worked with Ellie, and Ava really didn't know what to do. She told me, "I can't just give in and not let her go. I have to teach her responsibility." If this sounds like you, these are the types of situations that we all deal with as parents. I hear this all the time. They are X years old. They shouldn't be doing Y. In this case, she's 6 and a half. She shouldn't be melting down over going to dance. So I'm going to tell you now quickly about what is happening in your kids' and my kids' brains. We have different parts of our brain. We have a part of our brain called the cortex. This is our thinking and receptive brain. This is where logic and reasoning and self-control come from. And we have another part of our brain called the amygdala. This is our reactive and defensive brain. This is where fight, flight, and freeze, that's where it all comes in. Now, Dr. Dan Siegel is a renowned child psychiatrist, and he really talks about the application of neuroscience to help parents promote emotional and social development in their children. He wrote an amazing book called The Whole Brain Child. And he talks about these different parts of their brains as the upstairs and downstairs brain. The downstairs brain is this more primitive brain, and which is essentially intact at birth, right? This emotional, reactive brain comes at birth. And then we have this upstairs part of our brain that's more sophisticated, where our reasoning and emotional regulation and problem solving are. And this upstairs brain is under construction during childhood and adolescence. This part of the brain isn't fully developed until people are 25 years old. So your child's brain is essentially vulnerable to being hijacked by this downstairs brain at any moment, especially in high emotional situations. So we can't expect our children to make good decisions all the time or to remain in control of their emotions and actions. So guys, based on brain development, based on research, kids aren't able to make good decisions or control their emotions because the upstairs part of their brain is under construction. And I mean, let's be real. Us as adults, we still have a difficult time controlling our emotions and emotional reactions. So while these situations can be really frustrating to parents, these outbursts and tantrums are very normal. It doesn't make anything wrong with them or you. And in addition, it makes sense that reasoning and bribing and all of these rational conversations aren't hitting home because their thinking brain isn't online to hear it. So I want you to think of your kid's meltdown like a roller coaster. They're up, 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 up. And when this is happening, when they are crying, when they are melting down, when this is all the emotion is coming out, they are at the top. And what happens when you're at the top of a roller coaster? The only way to come is down. So the next week, Ava came back to our call. She had tried something new, something we had discussed the week before. Knowing what she knew about her daughter's brain development and knowing that she was just in her downstairs brain, not able to access her upstairs, she let her daughter ride through the emotions. While her daughter cried and was upset about not wanting to go to dance, Ava just sat there with her. She validated. She said, "This is really hard. I get it." And you know what happened? Once Ellie was on the other side of the roller coaster, she hugged Ava and said, "Okay, mommy, I'm ready to go now." Just by Ava recognizing this is normal, this is the part of her brain that is under construction, I can get through this, and she allowed Ellie to complete her roller coaster. On the other side of it, Ellie was able to make a choice that she really wanted to make. I want to be really clear. understanding that our kid's brain isn't developed doesn't get them a get out of jail free card. It doesn't mean they can just go ballistic and that's okay. You can still put up bumpers or boundaries as to what's reasonable and not reasonable. But it's just understanding that just because they are X years old doesn't mean they should be doing Y. And after they come down off the other side of the roller coaster, you can address it for next time. Out of the moment, Ava asked Ellie, hey, what's tricky about going to dance? And they problem solved through it together. Okay, so if you want to take this all a step further and gain insights that are specific to you and your family, that's exactly what I do with my one-on-one mom coaching clients. You can sign up for a complimentary consult call to learn how coaching can help you and your family. Go to stephaniercoaching.com/consult to sign up.